Letter Aperture. Letter Aperture. Letter Aperture.
Button. Switch. For everything.
You're listening to Aerial View on WFMU East Orange. And worldwide on the internet at WFMU.org.
No choice.
What kind of radio show is this?
I've heard his voice. Okay, he's really put the hook in.
I've been broadcast many, many times.
Shortwave,
on both the side program and the host.
Chris T. Aerial View, special aerial view. We're going to travel back in time to the old WFMU. As soon as I can get this recorder attached to my rearview mirror, it's a lot easier to do recordings in the car, in my car, as opposed to my wife's car. So there's really nowhere to attach this thing. But in my car, which has a pretty old-fashioned rearview mirror, I can attach the Zoom H6 to the rearview mirror and get good results. And so that's what I've done just now. turn that off and start the car, pull out of the driveway, and I'm not sure whether to program an address into my phone or try to remember how to get there, but WFMU used to be located in East Orange, New Jersey, on the campus of Uppsala College, which went under in 1995, 96, something like that. We're headed to a St. Patrick's Day party in West Orange. So the thought was on the way there to drive by the old Uppsala College campus in East Orange and see what remains. Well, actually, nothing remains. They demolished it in, I think, 2008 to put up some condo complex. So I guess 280 is the way to go there. Well, this is a special marathon edition of Aerial View. And if you haven't pledged yet, please do. Go to wfmu.org/marathon. Choose Aerial View from the drop-down menu. And then click the plus button. It's important you do that because my show is a podcast, and if you don't do that, then your pledge will be credited to whatever show is on the air currently. And a little bit of traffic here as we try to get on to the Lincoln Tunnel extension. Sunday. I don't know if today is actually St. Patrick's Day or what the deal is, but I know that these folks were going to visit the Morans. You might know Mark Moran from Weird New Jersey Magazine are having an after party. Like, I guess they did the parade in West Orange, the St. Patrick's Day parade. I get confused because, not being Irish, I don't know when St. Patrick's Day is, but it seems like these municipalities in New Jersey celebrate it whenever they'd like or whenever it's convenient or whenever they can arrange their schedules. I don't know. Like Hoboken had their St. Patrick's Day last Sunday, I think. I'm not even sure if our town has a St. Patrick's Day parade. I guess you have to have a concentration of Irish Americans. So we're going to take the turnpike south for a little bit, and then I think it's exit 15W for 280. Going. Wow, what an asshole. Wow. Asshole in a Honda. Would not let me move over a lane. He's now driving like a maniac. Maybe it's a sign of my age, but I just can't get used to the idea of a hot-rodded Honda. It just doesn't make sense somehow. Weather's kind of okay, but also very overcast. Temperature's fairly warm.
Okay, here we go. 95 New Jersey Turnpike South. And again, I haven't really plugged any addresses into my phone. I'm gonna try to do this by memory. I mean, I used to take actually 1 and 9 down to the Pulaski Skyway when I lived in Hoboken to go to the old FMU location. It's just more convenient. What this ought to do. Oh, that's a nice last second cutover. Someone goes speeding through the toll. Oh, God. You know why that expression Sunday drivers came about, right? So I managed to get my car started. I had to charge up the battery. The battery seems to be holding a charge. It keeps starting anyway. As much as I've thought about getting rid of this car, my mechanic says it's actually a pretty good car. And so I have to make the decision if I'm going to sink some money into this car or what I'm going to do. I don't really feel like buying another car, frankly. So we'll see how long this one goes. When the engine finally gives up, that'll be time. 2 miles to exit 15W. For Route 280. And I'm doing somewhere between 55 and 60 in the right lane. While everybody passes me as if I'm standing still. Thanks to everybody who has pledged so far to this show. And I hope you enjoyed last week's show with Keith Hartel. I first came to WFMU in 1986. The first time I was on the air there was July 4th. Not long after that, I was doing a show with Kaz called Nightmare Lounge. And I also was employed there for a while in the office, working alongside of Ken Friedman and David Newgarden. Ken was the station manager, and David was the music director and program director. And I was like the utility person there, doing everything else, whatever it might be. And Aerial View was born one afternoon in 1989. Somebody didn't show up to do their show, and I went on the air and did an hour, if memory serves. It might have been longer than that, actually, where I was taking phone calls. At the time, we were located in the basement of a big building on the campus of Uppsala College called Froberg Hall. And I say basement, but it was really like the first floor. But the entry to Froberg Hall was like on the second floor. You had to go up these steps, and then you had to go down, back down to the first floor. It seemed like a basement because we didn't really have any windows down there that I can remember. And it was always moldy and musty in there because it would always get inundated with water when it rained. I just remember the smell of wet carpet pretty much all the time. And we operated in stealth mode down there. I don't even know if any of the students who went there knew. They would act surprised if you ever had an encounter with a student that there was a radio station down there. All right, hitting the toll here for 280 West. But the offices and studios were really tiny. We had like five or six rooms, one of which was the record library. That was probably the biggest room. And then there was a performance space where bands could set up. And a small main studio and an even smaller secondary studio. And then I think there was like two offices, two administrative offices, and there may have been a bathroom, although I can't remember if we had to go outside our little area to use the bathroom. I'm trying to remember if we had our own bathrooms or not, and frankly, I can't. Uppsala College was founded back in the 1800s by the Swedes, and initially was located in Brooklyn, and then Kenilworth, New Jersey, and then East Orange. And then at some point, they had a satellite campus somewhere. Passing through Newark right now on our way to East Orange. And here's the exit for Harrison. Now, honest to God, I don't really remember how I used to go, so going to be making this up as we go along here. A lot of speeding today. Guy just passed me on the left in an Acura, and he's probably doing 85. Memory serves, this is the Whitpen Bridge we're about to go over. Although I could be wrong. It's been a long time. I think the last time I drove out to FMU, it would have been like 96, 97 maybe. Could it have been 10 years ago? There's your exit for Route 21, if you want to go to Belleville, for instance. Construction going on here. I'm not sure what they're doing, but I count like six or seven, maybe eight cranes on either side of 280. But I probably made this trip hundreds of times. I mean, I was going out there, especially when I was working there. Every day, obviously. I was probably going out there on Saturdays as well. I don't doubt I would go out there on a Sunday if there was something special going on. It was pretty much a daily ride at one point. And the campus was on Springdale Avenue. And I forget what the other street was, whether it was Main Street or Prospect, something like that. For the newsletter, I'm going to try to dig up whatever pictures I have. And I wonder if anybody ever shot any film or movie, you know, videos or anything. Exit 13, Orange Street. Was that my exit? That might be. It's a nice little cutover there from the right. Yeah, I think that was the exit right there. But there might be another one coming up. Let's see. Yeah, I think it was this one. Clinton Street, East Orange. Our transmitter is still located in this area, the WFMU transmitter. It's in West Orange, up on the ridge, which is why we can't get it in over here. Believe it or not. I don't know what East Orange looks like nowadays. Back then, it was starting to look pretty bad. It was getting run down. And graffiti showing up everywhere on the campus. I mean, I don't know how you manage to mismanage a college, but they figured out a way to do it. And I had heard back in the 40s and the 50s, the 60s even, that it was a pretty decent college. But by the time I showed up there, it was already in decline. And I think I even looked into going there at one point. It was just ridiculously expensive somehow. I don't know how, but maybe because I had no money. That could be it. All right, I'm making a right turn here. Straight ahead is the Mental Health Association. Prospect House. We're on Main Street, also known as MLK Boulevard. And now we're on the back streets here of East Orange. Prospect Street. Is that Prospect Street? There it is. I knew it was around here somewhere. Oh, I recognize this. This looks about the same, although the stuff on the right is new. The stuff on the left, I recognize. Whatever the hell that is now. Is it a senior center? Senior home? Something like that. I wonder if there's a plaque on this site, stood up solid college. I somehow doubt it. A lot of new housing around here. I forget what the development is that they put on the campus. It's like Wood something, Woodsy Commons, whatever the hell it's called. It's probably ugly. Well, the campus was ugly, too. It had some nice old buildings, but then it had a lot of newer brick buildings without any style. This is, if I remember, this is Springdale here, isn't it? Or no? Not yet. No, that's it. Springdale Avenue. Wow. There it is. Some of the old buildings that they left standing, it looks like. Hey, it's got the word Uppsala on it, that banner. What do you know? There you go. Ugly, 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 crappy looking. And then over here somewhere is going to be the house that we moved into at 580 Springdale Avenue, which was called Avatar House. It looks kind of different now. Oh yeah, Glenwood, I remember that, Glenwood Avenue. Yeah, if we keep going straight, I wonder if the Harris Diner is still there. Somehow I think it may be closed or gone. And then if you keep going, there's the Star Tavern, which has some of the best pizza in New Jersey. I haven't been there in many years. Oh, that deli is still there. times I used to run down to that deli to get some breakfast or something. And I think over there is where my mechanic used to be. And then Bill and Jackie lived over that way. Diner is still there. Yeah. Oh, no, it's not. It's actually all boarded up. Yeesh. It's half boarded up. Weird.
Starting route to 8 Grandview Avenue. Head southwest on North Park Street, then turn left onto Washington Street. In a quarter mile, turn left onto North Day Street. Quarters of a mile, turn right onto Freeway Drive West. In half a mile, turn right onto Freeway Drive West.
This might be the longest light I've ever sat at. Sweet Jesus. Thank you.
the mile, turn right onto Freeway Drive West.
Where the Pergament store used to be. I remember that because I was always running to the Pergament store.
Turn right onto Freeway Drive West. Onto I-280 West. Turn left onto Northfield Avenue toward County Highway 508 West.
Welcome to West Orange, established 1862, home of Thomas A. Edison.
Quarters of a mile, turn left onto Cowing Place. Turn left onto Cowing Place.
What? Where? Coming about.
Make a U-turn at County Highway 508, then turn right onto Cowing Place. In a quarter mile, make a U-turn at Benvenue Avenue. Make a U-turn at Benvenue Avenue. In a quarter mile, make a U-turn at County Highway 508. In half a mile, turn right onto Cowing Place. Turn right onto Cowing Place.
Cowing Place.
Turn left onto Grandview Avenue, then the destination is on your right. Arrived.
Detach this recorder.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us on this trip to East Orange and then West Orange. And again, if you haven't pledged yet, go to wfmu.org/marathon. Thanks. See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.